On our program today, we're going to be talking about Boone County Search and Rescue. And joining us, we have Sheriff Andy Godzicki. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
And you brought company with you.
Yes, I brought Chris Hayes from Emergency Management.
Chris, good to have you here.
Good morning.
Repeatedly, I've said I'm going to get Chris on the radio. He said, no, that's okay.
Now he's here.
I invited him this morning, and he couldn't refuse.
Well, it's a search and rescue, and again, specifically, we're going to talk about that, but it is basically one of our agencies that seems like it's been around for a long time, and it has. We've had, I remember Clay North back when, a long time ago doing search and rescue and things like that. I was thinking 30 years ago. 30 years ago with 93 and the flooding that was going on. You guys wouldn't remember. You were real young then. But, we were out there doing sandbagging and things like that at the water plant. And so in search and rescue boats were moving people back and forth and stuff like that. So it's been around a long time.
Yeah, search and rescue has a long history of service to Boone County and the people that live here. It's a very important program to this community. It serves all of Boone County, and with all of the different waterways and all the different land rescues, and then we also do fire support too. So there's an air trailer associated with that too. So Boone County or the Boone County Search and Rescue role has, if anything, expanded since then.
So it's quite a bit more than over the years it's really grown to become pretty integral.
Right. Yeah. And it has I don't know exactly when that happened, but it now falls under the Boone County Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of been shifted around as to who's managing it and who's in charge of it, but for the past few years anyways, it's been under the Boone County Sheriff's Office, and there's some fiscal reasons why, because we cover the insurance for the different assets for search and rescue, and I also pay for fuel too. So
and Chris, because he's emergency management, that's where a lot of the pieces have been stored, trailer and vehicles and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Emergency management and search and rescue have always, as far as I have known, shared the same building.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes sense that those two disciplines are in the same building. More recently here, Chris and I kind of formed a partnership where we're going to both take care of search and rescue. It just made sense, for Chris to handle some of the daily stuff. It makes sense for emergency management to be involved with that, even though emergency management and the sheriff's office are two separate things.
Two separate entities.
Yes.
And but end up a lot of times in the same place.
Absolutely. Exactly. Almost always.
And search and rescue a lot of times would be support for a lot of that as well. Too.
Yep.
When you became sheriff, again, so you get search and rescue and you start taking a look at, okay, what do we got? You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, so we started, obviously search and rescue has been around a long time, which means that there was sort of a collection of older equipment, older boats, motors, rescue gear, helmets, vests. I mean, take your pick. It was all getting pretty old, and as a result of the condition of search and rescue, I think that interest and participation sort of dropped off too. It's a program that's been around the whole time I've been in public safety. I felt it was important that we continue that. And I felt the best way to move forward was, let's go through everything. Let's identify what we're going to keep, what we're going to get rid of, and what we're going to fix. And once we start putting that program together and offering some trainings and, making it whole again, the participation will come. And it has.
Good.
We're starting to see people stepping up that are saying, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want to train with you guys, and I want to be a part of those rescues that we participate in.
I was going to say, because I can remember, I don't want to say how many years ago, but I remember the bus You had the air conditioned, but I mean, you know, because there were places during the fair, if, you know, some of the buildings out there didn't have air conditioning at the time. So the bus was always out there to provide a cooling location if you needed it. Absolutely. I mean, those are, that's just one of the things, just simple little things. But, you know, I'm going over the years. Oh, well, now this is air conditioned. We don't need it. We've got places we can go to cool off.
Right.
But so we're seeing some interest coming back. So first of all, where do you start? You sat down with all the equipment, you sat down with Chris, and go, what do we save and what do we do, huh?
That's really, how it happened is I just recently took over not long before Andy became sheriff for emergency manager. So I was like, hey, what is all this stuff in our, you know, my garage? What does this stuff do? And, you know, so then it was like, okay, let's take a hard look at what this equipment is, and does it have any value to the county at all, or is it just collecting dust in my garage?
Yeah.
Well, then talking with Andy, you know, we realized, hey, and talking with the fire chiefs around the county, search and rescue offers a lot of services that those fire departments aren't capable or able to, and provide support services for our local fire departments.
Mm-hmm. Air trailer. First, when that first came on, it's made the trip to a number of communities.
That air trailer has worked very hard for this community. What that air trailer does is it provides the ability to refill the firefighters' air tanks at the scene. So there's a lot. There's a compressor in there. There's cooling fans. There's a generator in there. There's a station to actually fill the tanks. There's also auxiliary tanks to hold the air. So there's a lot going on in that trailer. It's quite heavy. That's an important asset to this community to help support the firefighters when they're fighting their fires.
And not just our community, but that air trailer also provides services for the surrounding counties as well. It's made frequent trips up to Webster County to assist there. Greene County, it's been over there. I mean, it goes everywhere because not only does it supply firefighters air, but also dive teams as well.
Oh, sure. So. Yeah. It's got the equipment to do that, and that's one of the things that... Yeah, unfortunately, we need those.
Absolutely.
Getting fire departments out in rural areas, it's not easy to load up the tanks and haul them in somewhere and get them filled and then haul them back. Yeah,
right.
That's why it's there.
And when we're dealing with emergencies like that, whether it be a water rescue or the firefighters out there trying to fight a fire, we can't take no for an answer. I mean, that equipment it's very important that we're able to provide that.
So as you're going through this, looking at the equipment and things like that, and then you had to start, what do you say, because I know we've got boats. I know there's boats. So some of them maybe not as good as others.
Right. Chris and I kind of, I would go over there and we slowly went through everything, assessed its value. One of the first things we did was update our insurance. Our insurance was lacking. So we need that, it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, because when you're going through insurance, you have to itemize everything that we have there. So that kind of forced us to just go through everything and think about it and put a value on it, just for insurance purposes. And then obviously what comes naturally after that is, we're going to assess whether or not that's a piece of equipment that search and rescue should continue to maintain, or if it's something that we should just sell and start over. Mm-hmm. So it's been a... There was a lot of equipment to go through, and like you said, the program's been around for quite a while, and they don't really get rid of anything.
We didn't throw a lot of things away.
We didn't throw a lot of things away, and that's because search and rescue is volunteer-based, and the funds, it doesn't have a line item, so the funds that it receives are through donations and fundraisers, and those are extremely important at keeping that program alive.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, now you've gone through equipment, starting to go through there and figure out what we've all got. As you said, once we start doing this, we're hoping to attract some attention to it and get some people involved. So let's talk a little bit about that, getting people involved, getting them trained, because I know one of the things in the past several years had been our search and rescue, are we trained to respond the same way if we have to go to Greene County to help or down into Dallas County to help? That's part of what will be going on, I'm guessing, part of the training that you would like to do.
Well, when you start putting together a program like this and you start updating the equipment and making it safe for those that are participating, and you start putting together a program with a standard operating procedures, and once you start organizing that, it just naturally starts generating interest.
Okay.
And we're starting to see, you know, we have people that have shown up and said, hey, I'm kind of interested in participating in search and rescue. I'm seeing interest at the sheriff's office. Now people that are working there are becoming interested in helping at search and rescue. And then more recently here, obviously, we have some waterways in Boone County. There's a big one right down the middle of it. And then we've also got Don Williams and potentially a couple other bodies of water. Historically, search and rescue has been involved in water rescue, but we realize that there's, quite frankly, a lack of training in doing water rescue. So, Chris, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that unfortunately happened is as search and rescue had interest lost in it, is that training kind of started going by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to pick up that training. We have our first water rescue class scheduled in August. There's going to be two more classes behind that, just building on top of one another. We're looking at getting some ground search classes going. Search and rescue, speaking of the wide array of stuff they do, they're also going to be assisting with damage assessment after severe storms so that we can get that reported to the state.
Unfortunately, is one of those things that's pretty important.
It's very important, and it's got to be done in a very short amount of time. Yeah. So,
okay. So getting people trained to do respond to a lot of these. Now, at one time, we had a swift water dive team. Again, that was a while ago. Not saying we're going to quite get back to that level, but water rescue is still water rescue.
That is correct. And there is a lot of antiquated equipment that's still at search and rescue. I don't think right now that it probably would need to be updated if we're going to continue or if we're going to entertain the idea of a dive team, so to speak. Sure. The other thing that we can also consider is Story County runs a successful dive team. We could take an approach towards that and maybe supply one or two people that are a part of theirs, and we could kind of take a task force approach to a dive team. And so if we get people that are certified to help with their team, that when we have a problem or a rescue, then their whole team can just come over and help us too. We're early on in those discussions and talks because there's also a lot of there's liability with having divers as well. Yeah. It can be quite expensive. So we're just early on in kind of reassessing that.
Okay, so people that might be interested in finding out if I'd like to consider doing being part of search. I remember even hunters, you know, when we get calls, there's a hunter down or lost somewhere, and search and rescue has to go. They've gone out and done that searching.
It happens often.
And ledges. I can't remember how many times we've been through the ledges. So, and they still get calls every once in a while.
That's right.
Well, I'm not going to say every once in a while. More frequently than a lot of people probably realize.
You know, it is more frequently than people realize. In fact, I mean, you can almost count on it. I mean, Boone County has a lot of... it's a very beautiful county, and there's a lot of open areas where people hunt or hike or fish. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes people experience medical issues while they're out doing that. Yeah. Sometimes people get lost. Sometimes people underestimate the river. Take your pick. There's consistency to the service.
Something will happen.
It's needed every year. Let's put it that way. Like something will always happen.
It's not going to go
away. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how big those areas are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just how massive ledges is or along the river.
It's a lot of ravines, a lot of up and down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if someone's interested, how do they go about saying, you know, I'd like to find out more about being part of search and rescue? You know, what kind of guidelines are there? What kind of requirements are we looking at?
So search and rescue does have a Facebook page. I don't directly control that, but that's something we're looking at managing here in the future. They can also contact Chris at Emergency Management, or they can contact the Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. And we'll take down their information and start an application process
sure.
and hopefully fulfill those roles.
Okay. They could also currently go to the county website, and under the emergency management page, there's the search and rescue tab that has my contact info in there.
So easy, make contact and find out. You mentioned fundraisers. I remember when they did fundraisers for search and rescue, and I remember they did get a donation. There's money in a foundation or an endowment, I guess it is, for search and rescue. But that stays there. You get some of the interest off it.
That's a vital part of what allows search and rescue to work. There's a lot of equipment to maintain and take care of. You know, that air trailer, it requires a yearly certification by a third-party company to make sure that it's working properly, because people are breathing what it's putting out, so it's got to be working properly. You know, there's an Argo that needs to be maintained. All those boats need to be maintained. Equipment needs to be purchased to keep it updated and relevant, you know, for current rescues. So, number one, we are very grateful for that endowment. But the search and rescue is long overdue for a fundraiser. There is money in the bank that's going to allow us to get a pretty good start on doing some pretty important updates. But as we go through this program, we're just always identifying things that need to be fixed and updated. And I can tell you a little story. I was out on a river using one of our boats. It's been several years ago, and unfortunately we had a young lady that was murdered, and her body was found in the river, and a few of us loaded up on one of the search and rescue boats to go out and try to recover her, which we did. And I'll never forget, we got all loaded up in the boat. The river was pretty high, and when you're up against things that don't move in the river and that water's moving, it's pretty intimidating. I remember we all got back in the boat, and the boat wouldn't start. And I thought to myself, here we are in the middle of the river. We finally have this young lady out of the river. We're going to return her back to her family, and we're dealing with a boat that won't start. That bothered me.
That would. It would do.
It did start.
There's a little apprehension.
Yeah. But on a lighter note, we do have several projects that we're working on that for fundraisers. You know, we're working on some water rescue craft that we don't have. We've got some other stuff that we're trying to develop. So just a lot of new, just a lot of new toys.
Just updating what you got.
Right.
To meet the demands or meet the necessity.
Well, the Des Moines River has some challenges to it, and we need to make sure that we are able to meet those challenges, because, you know, there's a lot of recreation that takes place on that river, and that's at various levels of water, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that we're able to get out there and effectively help people in need, and that requires a little bit of some different types of equipment. So, yeah, we're updating we have a 20-foot aluminum boat that we're going to convert over to we're going to put you can buy an outboard jet motor. Sure. And what that does is that allows that boat to operate in super shallow water.
Okay. Get over the surface. So, I mean, there are things we want to do. Search and rescue, the effort is underway to
it absolutely is underway.
Rehab and update and get it reestablished. And again, the big thing is those that might be interested, make contact. And if you are interested, and see if this is something that you'd like to do. It's voluntarily. It's voluntary.
It is a voluntary organization. If you're interested in helping in becoming a search and rescue volunteer, obviously, you know, contact myself or Chris. If you're interested in giving a donation, that would be very important as well. We would be very gracious for those and for those donations, and absolutely good stewards to that money. As far as we'll put it to good use.
All righty, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit and get us updated on this. We'll look forward to visiting again down the road, because obviously the need is not going to go away,
and it is a
voluntary group, like we said. But it's going to require training, and it's going to require people that are willing to be able to spend some time at it.
So. Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for joining us, Sheriff Andy Gadzicki. Chris, I told you we'd get you up here, didn't I?
Kicking and screaming.
Boone County Emergency Management Coordinator, Chris. Hey, thanks for joining us today.